All right, here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 168. Spotlight on DC Comics Batgirl number 35, circa 2014. It's a new one, boys and girls. Uh-huh. An actual new 52 book being read on our podcast.
Hey, real quick, yes. I don't want to be remiss. And speaking of New 52,
yes.
If you have not watched Constantine, first episode,
yeah.
It is fun. It's good.
I have procured it, but I have not watched it yet.
Since we were talking about the upcoming shows, and that was when we couldn't talk about intelligently, since it had not started yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can talk intelligently from my point of view. Again, it's going to be another Freak of the Week show, but it is still... It was darker than Flash, but I thought just as good.
Which reminds me, just off of that topic, off topic of the off topic, I heard that Fox is picking up a Archie show called Riverdale, and that's going to be dark. So back to that now. Constantine.
That's idiotic.
Yeah, I know, but that's true. I read it. I wonder what Paul Cooperberg thinks about that. Cooperberg, excuse me. So, question though.
Sure.
Somebody that's not a fan of Constantine, well, not necessarily say that because I know a little bit about Constantine. Just mostly, I actually knew more about the new 52 one than the one.
Oh, it's very new user friendly.
You do user friendly? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I guess they even made a LinkedIn profile for the character as part of the advertising for this. I guess.
Did they? I have no idea. I went in cold.
I read something that.
And it started off. My wife walked in and she thought, are you watching American Horror Story? I'm like, no. This is not American Horror Story.
Interesting.
Interesting. Plus it's on, what, Fox or ABC or something like that?
It's actually NBC, yeah.
NBC, whatever. I knew it was network. So definitely not American Horror Story. It is.
So that makes CBS is the only network that doesn't have a comic book-related show.
And there were two lost alumni on this first episode.
Oh, well, then that's even another reason to watch.
Which two?
They had Harold Perrineau, and then the guy who played, he was in later seasons. He played the kooky scientist guy whose name I'm all of a sudden blanking on.
I vaguely don't remember that.
When the mercenaries showed up in the lifeboats and he was with them,
I remember that.
Nike, this is gonna buy anyhow. So
did the ending of that piss you off as much as it did me?
No.
Okay, I want to watch that all the way through without the 6-7 months gaps in between. I wouldn't mind because I think it's all on. It's either on Netflix or Amazon. You watch that whole thing back to back. I wonder what that'd be like.
And Chris was never heard from again.
Yeah, exactly.
Case, it was good. I didn't want to bypass that. And then all of a sudden, it's 3 weeks later. Yeah, by the way,
cool.
I still think of the new crop. I think Flash is head and shoulders the best.
Yeah, I need to catch up on that.
But there's easily as many Easter eggs in Constantine number one as there were in the Flash premiere.
Yeah.
Not near as many Firestorm villains, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's like Flash meets Firestorm, but that's...
Firestorm's coming up, I read.
Yeah, but, I mean, oh, my God, all those villains from Firestorm... Like Murray, you've seen them all, right, so far?
Yeah.
They're like all Firestorm villains.
See, that's one character I'm not that up on. I have the first, that one trade that they, of reprints. I haven't read it yet around here somewhere. I need to read it and catch up.
It's kind of okay, though, because, Firestorm was like a backup in Flash, wasn't he, for a little while?
I know.
Way back?
Yes, in the gap between when the first miniseries, the first series, and then the restart, right?
Well, see, wow, they're really doing meta then, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. See, now he's backing up in the.
Because the chick that's her boyfriend in the show, right? Said Ronnie.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's going to end up being okay.
Well.
Well, you know, not dead. Let's put it that way.
As okay as you can be if you're a nuclear man.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do the gestalt thing where he has to merge with somebody. That'd be freaky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. If you're going to have Firestorm, you got to have the the merging.
Yeah.
He's not Firehawk.
True. Very true.
Yeah, he doesn't have the body for that.
No.
Firehawk. Yeah. Katie Sackhoff would be good to play that.
All right, I'm done. Right. Got that off my head.
Okay, good. No, that's good because then I'll watch it because I am forcing myself to watch Gotham. and it's painful. I just don't like it. But anyway, let's not get on that into that. That's a whole other show. I'll do a filler episode just me griping about Gotham.
Speaking of Gotham, let's talk about the Burnside neighborhood of Gotham.
The Burnside neighborhood. Okay, let's. Nice segue. I actually know what you're talking about.
I've read
like 4 or 5 pages already. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about Batgirl number 35. Whole new creative team. Let's see. Cameron Stewart and Brendan Fletcher are the writers, and Babs Tarr is artist. Cameron Stewart does breakdowns, and then you got some editors and a whole bunch of editors. and lots of editors. Okay. Take it away, Murray.
Lots of editors?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. We got 1, 2, 3 of them. There's letters and colors and variant covers and things like that. Okay, I'm sorry.
Alrighty, so Babs, she moves neighborhoods, and this is very much a brand new start. I'm surprised they didn't slap like an all new.
Yeah, they very well could have.
That's Marvel.
To tell you the truth, I'm surprised they didn't do that either, but I guess the difference is it wasn't ever canceled, so.
Well, I guess that's true. Either way.
Like Deathstroke and Suicide Squad and Teen Titans.
Yeah. Either way, brand new direction, brand new starting point. It's all brand. And there's not really any explanation from how it gets from 34 to 35, but I don't really care too much.
Well, it might have had something to do with Black Canary, her falling out with Black Canary and Birds of Prey.
But that's in the story. Come on, don't get ahead of yourselves.
Oh, sorry.
That's in the story for sure. But as much as I like the Simone run, it was unrelentingly dark.
I stopped early on. It wasn't.
Yeah, she had. Didn't her boyfriend or her future boyfriend like lose his leg in that story or something?
Yeah, he had a leg chopped off and. It was a dark, dark series.
Well, then they had that whole thing with her brother coming back, too.
Yeah.
Mom.
And the mom. That was weird.
Yeah, it was dark. But it's not dark any longer.
No, there's nothing dark about this.
No way. She's moved to a new neighborhood, said goodbye to... I don't remember where things left off with her boyfriend. I think they broke up, maybe. I don't remember. It doesn't matter because he's no longer part of the book. He's been left behind. And I'm not sure how much of a presence her old roommate, Arisia, is going to have in the new book. I think she'll be around, maybe. We see her in this issue. I just don't know how much longer she'll be around, but but either way.
Isn't that the transgendered one?
Yep.
Okay.
Either way, we start off, she's in this Burnside district, and do you want me to summarize it, or do we want to go through?
Well, That's up to you. We got
Chris, you're more of a Gothamite than either Murray or I. Mm-hmm. Is Burnside a new setup? Like what was that place that Dick Grayson was hanging for a while last in pre-New 52?
No, the one over there by the where that circus was. Yeah, I think it's
the one that got blowed up.
Oh, Bloodhaven, that was a whole nother city.
Right. Okay. So, but is Burnside a new neighborhood? I don't know.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess it is.
I'm thinking so.
Alrighty. So I'll give us a quick summary. So Barbara moves to Burnside. She's got a couple of new roommates, and she's younger than she was. Maybe she's just acting younger. She's just acting younger and carefree.
Well, the way the art is, anybody would look younger, I think.
I guess that's true.
With big boobs.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Alrighty, so she's the first issue, she's kind of hanging out with her new friends. We find out that she's partying a little bit more than she used to. She's possibly had a drunken hookup. Well, no, she didn't really have a hookup.
She did some snogging.
She had a drunken smoochy smace, and then dude hung out on the couch.
Yeah.
I think this is the first we've seen of her having a hangover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
And I also have to say, now I'm not real keen on what a hipster is, but I do believe if that's what a hipster is this right here, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right about that?
Yeah, this little Burnside, it reminds me of, like, say, Soho, or maybe even Berkeley or Oakland, California, kind of.
I think the closest thing I would come to would probably be Seattle.
Yeah.
Kind of gives me that vibe.
All hipster doofus neighborhoods.
Okay. So I assume that if Matt Kramer was reading the old Batgirl, he's not reading the new Batgirl.
Well, he doesn't like hipster doofuses?
No. Oh, clearly you have not. I mean, his wife punches hipsters in the face.
Yeah.
I like her. I like the one girl sitting on the couch. Her phone cover has the bunny ears on it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's very much, yeah, they're having parties, they've got technology all over the place, they're all on their phones and stuff.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she's back in college, too, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, she is back. Yeah, she, what was she, I don't know what she was doing.
Just a mild retcon here. This. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know if she had a job in Simone's Run. She must have. Maybe. Either way, yeah, she's a student now, or she hopes to be a student. And the thread that kind of ties the whole issue together is that people's cell phones and computers are being stolen, and they're being given off to some dude named, I should remember, Black Book?
Oh, yeah, it's a website.
That's
yeah.
The website. It's like a big gossip website. But I don't think the dude's name is Black Book. It is...
No, I saw it in there.
Well, it might be. She's calling him Black.
This is... Okay. Blah, 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 blah. He's like a stupid DJ type.
He is. He's very...
What was his name?
You know, this whole thing where like she kept getting those texts about her money thing, it reminded me of the beginning of Miller's Daredevil run when Matt kept getting those letters saying, "Oh, we're sorry, your bank's overdrawn." He just sort of was disregarding me at first. Mm-hmm. It just seemed, oh, you know, whatever. And then another one, and then another one. But anyhow.
Yeah, and you know what? The writers, they give us a ton of information in. I kind of like it. Like, they give information in a ton of ways. So we're getting information through texts and through emails and through conversation and through pictures. It's cool.
As we do in the real world. nowadays.
That's right.
This is true.
Totally.
Yeah, I will give it that. That part made it interesting.
So Babs is out. She's out to get, I guess we're getting ahead of ourselves here. She's out to get some coffee for her friends, and that's when she chases down a dude that's been stealing, that's stolen a laptop or an iPad from one of the coffee shops. Although really, who goes to the bathroom and leaves their iPad on a table unattended?
A hipster dude like that would.
It's this idiot in the hat and the cutoff, yeah.
Well, you know, he thought it would be safe, you know.
Who thinks their iPad's going to be safe in the coffee store? He's dumb.
Yeah,
doesn't excuse the guy from taking his iPad. I totally get it, but yeah. Come on. Throw it in your knapsack and bring your knapsack with you into
the camp. It's just like those naked pictures getting hacked. If you don't take naked pictures of yourself, nobody can get a hold of them. That's
what
just
fun is that?
I'm not blaming the people. I don't know, but that's just like the first thing I think of. It's like, well, I don't have to worry about that because I don't have any naked pictures.
Aren't you blaming the victim?
Come on. Know that's terrible. I shouldn't, but
people should be empowered to take naked pictures on whatever they want.
Well, okay.
How are you going to know if you have a zit on your back?
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Continue on with this. Yeah. Did, yeah. Off the rails. We're off the rails.
I'm just saying, zits can pop up in weird places.
This is true. This is true.
I'm sorry, you're going through a tunnel. You were breaking up. I couldn't quite hear you.
I'm right by the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
I was just giving you details about my zit life, but we can pass over that.
Yeah, let's do
it. Too late.
Anyway, she returns the iPad to the doofus, and she comes back to her apartment.
There's a daring chase and fist fight you forgot about.
There is a daring chase. She beats up the dude.
And she uses her eidetic memory, or whatever it's called, to map out her chase route.
I know, that's kind of cool. She's got this photographic memory, and she...
they're borrowing from Sherlock there.
Well, yeah. I think she's always had a photographic memory.
Well, I know, but that the way they presented it, just like at least one scene in the Sherlock episodes.
Yeah, the first episode of Sherlock, he did that, but this is not... Yeah. I mean, that was not an original...
No, it's not really.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. And then just as she finishes beating up the dude, she has a good yak in a trash can. Because really, you don't fight criminals with a hangover.
No, you don't.
Unless you don't. I mean, you do, but you're going to have side effects.
Which are puking in the garbage can.
I know. Yes. So she gets home and she finds Black Canary hanging out on her doorstep, and we learn that there's been some sort of fight between the two of them in the latest Birds of Prey, which I'm not up on, but it doesn't matter what the fight was about, you just need to know that they have had an argument.
Yeah.
Wait, and Dinah looks like ridden hard there.
Yeah, because, well, her apartment got bloated up.
I know, but I'm not, she's, I think.
I'm surprised that hasn't been canceled, to tell you the truth, but.
Nah. I love the scene, actually, where Dinah's yelling into the phone.
Yeah.
Her canary cry breaks the phone. That's just awesome.
I had to read that twice to catch that.
That is awesome.
Well, I was just looking at it before. I wasn't actually reading it, so anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Dinah's apartment has been blown up. It's been burned down. And all Barbara can think about is that she's lost her bat cycle and bat uniform because she was storing it there. This one little scene is the only scene that kind of didn't really work for me. Barbara comes off as incredibly self-absorbed.
And yeah, she does.
That's not really the Barbara Gordon I remember, but
I'm up
to the fact that she's had a bad day or she's still adjusting to life in her new neighborhood and she's feeling stressed out about things. And I don't know. This is the only part that didn't really ring true to me, but whatever, we all have a bad day. And I would like to think, though, if she finds out that one of the her friend's place has burned down, even if they've had a fight, her first thought isn't going to be, oh my god, I've lost my uniform and my bat cycle. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that.
If they could have thrown in a, oh, that sucks, I really feel bad for you, and I've lost my uniform and my bat cycle, I could take that a little better.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought that very uncharacteristic of her as well.
It's a dramatic personality shift, the whole issue. Not to get, I don't want to jump all the way to the end and discuss like feelings on it, but again, the whole thing with her getting drunk and a drunken hookup potentially, yeah, are not how I picture the Batgirls that I've read. I clearly have not read as many as either one of you of Batgirl, but that's not the one I picture.
Yeah, she's always been pretty straight, and that might be one of the reasons why they're doing it this way. And she might be consciously or subconsciously doing that too. I mean, I haven't read Batgirl for a long time, but the fact that she moved, she's trying to force a change. You know, there's the change with Dinah. So maybe that's, she's just changing altogether. I don't know.
But Dinah calls her on it. She says, look, yeah, you know, we're not even talking right now, and you go and leave all your crap in my storage unit? Come on.
And then, yeah, it's like, you lost your stuff, I lost my life. Yeah, that makes sense. I agree.
I kind of hope that Dinah becomes a presence in the book. I like the two of them together, whether they're fighting or friendly or whatever, and I hope she sticks around for a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
Well, I mean, she may have to because she doesn't have a home, so she's crashing on the couch for now. And when they get back, that's when Barbara realizes this computer. She realizes her computer was stolen at a party that they had last night, and cell phones have been taken, so she's going into detective mode, and we get to see how she uses her photographic memory again. So she kind of goes through the events. This is a cool scene. She goes through the events of the party, but kind of walking through the house, and she's describing people she remembers seeing at different spots and getting her roommates to verify whether they're cool or not cool. And she hits upon this guy who is decidedly not cool.
Yeah.
And I like how everyone, all the ghost images are kind of this greenish blue tint.
Yeah.
You get to the bad guy, he's in red.
Yeah.
Well,
they did the same thing with the stolen iPad too. Yeah, she's like mentally focusing on that.
Yep. So she gets two leads, and then the next scene is, I love the next scene. They kind of intercut between the two leads that she's interviewing, and it's a really well done scene. So she's interviewing the guy's date who came to the party, and then she's interviewing this girl that I guess also dated him at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Either way, she's getting info on the dude from two different spots starting to put it together. So she sets a trap for him. She gets her friend to put up a profile on this hook website that they've all kind of met on. So this is the common thread between all the internet thefts, the website where they're hooking up.
Hey, good, Murray.
I know. Eventually I pick up on these things. So Barbara puts up like a little fluffy little resume, a little profile, and waits for the trap to get sprung. In the meantime, she goes out and she creates herself a new Batgirl costume.
I love this. Barbara Gordon online date. Oh, I'm really going to enjoy this. That was...
yes.
I like this. Her all dolled up. And this, again, this has very much a Bandette or Archie feel to it. This whole...
Yeah. The whole series right now, yeah, for sure. So the guy eventually contacts her. She sets up a date, but of course, instead of meeting him as Barbara, she meets him as Batgirl, beats him up, grabs his phone, puts a little... she sabotages it slightly and tells him then to give the phone to his boss, the Riot Black, that's his name.
And where did she get the money for this stuff? Didn't she just say? Wasn't she just told by the bank that she was overdrawn?
Yeah, that's a slight hole in the plot for sure.
Eh, I think it's like cheap. Yeah, she went to like a vintage shop and she went to, I think she bought it all on the cheap.
Barbara Gordon, you've been pre-qualified to buy here at cons.
Or she hit up Mr. Bruce Wayne.
That's right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, and Bruce Dinah's got cash. Dinah probably has cash. Never mind. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool costume. I like the look. I like the look a lot.
It is the bomb. I love it. I love how they attach the cape to her to the front with the snaps and the.
Yeah, I remember reading an article on one of the sites that they actually made the costume workable or something like that. That it's, you know, anyway.
They used to do that with Barbara, like her original Batgirl costume. I was reading some of her very first appearances, and she would take her skirt, and it would reverse itself, and she'd flip it, and it would become her cape. Mm. And oh, it was not quite to this extent, mind you, but there's a little history there for her having a costume that's workable.
Yeah. Oh, and the boots, the lace-up boots, they kind of a throwback to Damian from Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I liked it.
Alrighty, so the show, or the issue, finishes off with Batgirl going to Genuflex, the club owned by Riot Black. She breaks in.
Genuflex.
Yeah.
Genuflex.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there it is.
Uh-huh. They have a good fight. She beats him up a little bit.
Oh, and she crashes through the skylight, a la Batman, crashing through the skylight.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
You can't come through the front door when you're wearing the bat on your chest. You gotta... I think it's in the rule book. You have to use the skylight.
That's what they were designed for.
Totally.
I mean, I can't see why you would have one, except for to break in.
Uh-huh.
Those piercings that Doofus has.
I know, he's, yeah, he's gross. Yes. But I think that's the point. Anyway, we learn he's got, like, this cybernetic implant in his head that's part of his brain, so anything he uploads or looks at or whatever, he can remember forever and ever whenever he wants. And so Barbara says, okay, I'm going to make you a deal. You delete all your files, and I'm going to show you a picture of what's under my mask. You'll ruin me. It's the best gossip thing you've got going. And he's totally in for it, so he looks at her, and she holds up like some sort of Q-code virus thing that worms its way into his head and kind of erases his memory.
That's awesome.
In his head, which is – it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So she defeats him. He's – probably a vegetable or something. And she gets back home and she realizes that even though they got all their stuff back, all the files have been deleted. So all her schoolwork has been deleted. She's got no money in the bank. She's probably not going to be able to stay in school. Her life is kind of wrecked right now. And then she realizes that when her computer was stolen, Riot Black probably, she figures that while he was doodling around on it, he probably triggered some device that she's got in her motorbike and stuff. And so when he went through the computer, he triggered something in her motorcycle that probably caused the fire that burned down Dinah's home. So she's probably to blame for Dinah's home going up, and she feels a little bit bad about that.
I don't think.
And then the very last panel, we find out that Barbara has just gotten a text from someone who says, "You're not cut out to protect Burnside. Step aside, Batgirl." So someone knows her identity. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm a fan of these creators.
I am too. I thought this issue was great.
Now, I don't think we said it in the actual episode. We talked about it in the pre-show. This is very Bandetti. Just want to get that out there, but I don't think it's a direct copy. And I don't think they're doing that on purpose either. So,
Now, who are these? Who are the? Cameron Stewart's name sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does to me too.
He's done a lot of work with Grant Morrison before.
Hmm.
I think he did Sea Guy with Grant Morrison, right?
No, okay. I don't know, but I'm going to look it up.
I think he
and
did.
And then Brendan Fletcher and Babs Tarr. Babs Tarr is definitely not
He is Eisner and Schuster Award winning. Let's see, Eisner, Schuster, Eagle, and Harvey Award. Ooh, nominated at least.
For his artwork, I think. I don't know that we know him much for his writing.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, he did the breakdowns for this issue as well as writing.
So. Yeah, you're okay. He was on Batman and Robin, Catwoman, Sea Guy, The Other Side. Illustrated issue 79 of Batman and Robin. Oh, yeah. He was on the first half of Morrison's first issue, but best known for his work on Catwoman with Ed Brubaker, numerous collaborations with Grant Morrison, including Batman and Robin, Sea Guy, Seven Soldiers, and Manhattan Guardian, The Other Side, which is a miniseries about the Vietnam War, written by Jason Aaron, which he actually traveled to Vietnam for research. I've heard about that. Other Side was nominated for Eisner Award in the Best Limited Series category. Four issues of the Suicide Girls comic book. Well, that's cool. He wrote and drew the miniseries Assassin's Creed The Fall of that. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in here.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And I'm not seeing much in this Babs Tarr chick, but she clearly likes the cutesy art.
Me too. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it's you know... I don't know. That's one of the things that kind of turned me off on Bandette at first. It was just like almost cartoony.
Yeah.
it grew on me.
It is cartoony. That's what I like. And I like the panels. Like they're square and they're rectangular. Unless they don't need to be, and then he opens things up, and or she opens things up. I don't know how much. I would be interested to see how much work went into the breakdowns. Like, is Cameron sketching out the panels, and I'm curious. I'm curious to see how that art, how they work together, how breakdowns and her art. Work together. Either way, it's a winning combination. I love it.
She's a freelance illustrator out of San Francisco. Shocking, I tell you, shocking.
Yeah, makes sense.
It was a fun issue. It was.
It was fun. I'll give it that.
And that's what I think of when I, if we want dark, we got Batman. If we want dark, we got Detective. I would like to see, and Grayson is kind of straddling the as Nightwing did near the end, straddling the between dark and light, and I would like to see something more light.
In the yeah, dark. Well, yeah, they need that across the board. So
you can tell just from the colors on this. I mean, they're brighter colors across the throughout the whole issue. Maris Wicks again. They got that's like. All these unknown names.
One thing though I'm having trouble with is Babs not having a backup of her computer.
Oh my god, the cloud, for Christ's sake, the cloud.
Yeah, I mean, her being a tech geek, I mean, she put a virus in a barcode.
Google Works or something.
Right, and she didn't back her stuff up? Yeah, I have a hard time believing that.
I agree.
So anyway...
So, little things. Murray, did you read the tail end of that last the pre or 1 through 35? I guess would it be of this series.
Yeah. Yep.
Was she kind of dingy in those issues?
No. This is a completely It says, yeah, this new take on her is as far from where she was as as it can be. Because she the way she
Barbara
works,
was in it too.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it now.
the way she was in the beginning of Simone's run is the way she ended it. She ended it, you know, she was serious and she had deep feelings about things and she had a, you know, she had a good heart, but she was tough and yeah, there's I don't see a way to connect Simone's run to this run, but
no,
but
me
I don't really, to me I don't care. Like, it's Simone's run was what it was and it's done. And now they've got this new run, and it's starting up. And if there's not really a connection, that's all right.
The other thing they're not connecting to is Batman Eternal, which is supposed to, their big claim was that it was supposed to be running parallel to all the monthly Bat books. And there's the Batgirl that they have, or the Barbara Gordon they have in Batman Eternal is much much more focused, much darker, and then.
Now, in Batman Eternal, is she in her new costume?
No, she's not. She's in the old streamlined costume.
Okay, so maybe something in... Maybe they'll find a way to explain the reason for the move and the change in attitude and stuff somewhere.
Well, yeah,
in
the last
Batman
couple of
Eternal.
Panels even... The last couple of panels show her telling that Alyssa that she's leaving. I need to start over, so yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, it's possible that maybe that Batman Eternal will be leading into this, that there is a huge time leap.
Right.
Between 34 and 35, or 34 and 35 of this series.
I haven't read it yet, but Batman number 35, the Endgame issue, Endgame number 1 is the name of the, part 1 is the name of the storyline, that's supposed to take place after Batman Eternal.
Well, there you go.
So I haven't read it yet, and if that's true, then I might not need to read Batman Eternal again.
I'm that's a huge mistake on their part if they do that. If they set all of their series post Batman Eternal, but on the other hand, we all know those characters are going to survive. But it'll be to the point of the personality shift and the geographic shift of this character. Perhaps it could be tied to that series. So
yeah.
Perhaps. Or they could just be going the Marvel route and just going, you know what, we're just putting out the character in many, many formats and give us a cut us some slack, Jack.
Take that back. According to what I just said, Endgame, according to an article back in July, Scott Snyder explains Endgame, Batman's jump to post-eternal continuity. I see the words of blah, 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 Renaissance... Yes, said Endgame will actually take place after the events of the weekly. So yeah, I was right. The title made it look like I was wrong, but that's what it says. So
you
yeah.
Could be wrong. You could be right.
So yeah. Be right. Six issues. Yeah, so it takes place after. Interesting. I haven't read the first
one. Right. And I didn't want to go off on too much of a tangent. Occurred to me that because I am reading Batman Eternal on and off, kind of doing these, I'm binge reading it, and that her character in there is obviously impacted by what's going on with her dad, and blah blah blah. So it's
I need to pick that up just for curiosity's sake again. Maybe not pick it up, but just read it over.
Okay, I'm done.
Sorry. Yep, that's all I got.
All righty, I'm done.
I'm glad you suggested doing that book, Murray.
Yeah, that was actually fun.
I liked it.
Yep, it's good stuff. Uh-huh. Well, all right then. I think that's it for this week. Anything else, gentlemen?
Nope.
Nope, okay. Well, then, as usual, you can...
Other than
what?
All the bass, not the bass. Not the...
I actually like that. That was pretty good. There you go. And now for the musical portion of our program. Oh.
Go, sorry.
No, that's cool. Let's see. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on a Facebook page and chat amongst our conglomeration of geekiness came up with a phrase there. And all as always, you can comment on the actual episodes. You know, try it out. It works. All that good stuff. Spam free. And, yeah, that's about it for this week.
I got nothing. Okay.
You got nothing? All right. And we're out.